They're you know, they're warm in the wintertime, cool in the summertime.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, they're not nicer than you think they are. They're nicer, they're cooler in the frame house, warmer in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. What buildings did you have out on the farm?
In early days?
Yeah.
Well, we had that little farm, that little frame house. We had that sod house, and they lived in what you call a dugout first when they first come in, like a cellar, and dig it out and live in it.
Was this dugout all the way or just halfway down?
Well, they'd dig out enough that they could live in it, you know. Dig it in, you know, and kind of get a top over it.
They make the roof right flush with the ground?
Yeah, or else slope it a little, you know, peak, you know, to shed the water, you know. Mm-hmm. And they live in them dugouts. A lot of them live in dugouts. And even had tents when they first come here.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Bob said a lot of times over in them blowing rains, they put them down about them tents.
Boy, I'll bet. It's only 60 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, Pop said, you know, cold rains. Boy, you'd been an awful wind. I freeze you to death.
Yeah.
Get your clothes all wet and everything. Oh, yeah, it's hard life.
Let's see, we mentioned a barn and granary. What else did you have?
Well, we'd have barn and granary, and we had hog shed and corn cribs, we call them, you know.
Uh-huh.
We used to have all kind of buildings around here.
Where did the hogs stay? They had a hog shed.
Well, we'd build a hog pen. We'd either have a hog fence place, or else we'd make wooden pens. And, you know,
uh-huh.
I've got a lot of them wooden pens now around here.
Did you ever make any where you use split logs and put them like this?
Well, them log pens. Yeah, we in early days we had log pens here. My dad was good to come from Missouri, you know, and that kind of he was good at making them log pens.
Uh-huh. What did you call it when you made a fence that way with split logs?
Well, I used to call it rail fence. What we used to call it, rail fence.
Where did your cows stay?
Well, we'd have a pasture, fenced off, you know, a fence around the pasture. Like I got it right now, see? We got a cow out there now, and yeah, fenced off.
What kind of fence did you have around those?
Oh, we had barbed wire.
And what did this attach to? Trees or?
No, we'd set posts. Set posts all around. You know, I can show you out there pretty easy.
What kind did you use?
Oh, we have, used to be a lot of cedar posts in the early days, and then hedge posts, and oak posts, got all kinds. Papa had a lot of cedar posts in the early days.
They wear pretty well, don't they?
Huh?
They wear pretty well.
Oh, they sure do. For years and years, them cedar posts, you get a good one. They're different kind of cedars.
How did you attach the wire to these posts?
Well, we put on stretchers, you know, and we stretch it right tight, and we take steeples and put them wires about so far apart, three or four of them, you know, and put them steeples in there.
Uh-huh. How'd you put them in?
Take a hammer and drive them in.
Uh-huh.
Call it billing fence.
And how'd you get your posts in the ground? Did you dig holes?
Oh, we got a post hole there by hand. We dig them.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's hard work.
Oh, and it's a lot of digging too. It's when dry times, you have to sometimes soak them holes. Put water in the hole. You can't get them dug down. They have to soak them.
Uh-huh. Did you ever take one of those big heavy hammer like things and drive posts in?
Well, not too much. That don't work out too good. If you like these cedar posts, and you see you split your post.
Mm-hmm.
You hang a post and you just mash them all to pieces. Mm-hmm.
What did you drive them with when you drove them?
Well, it's a sledgehammer. Called a sledgehammer.
Where did your cows stay?
Well, it's out in the pasture, and you know, a lot of people would have barns. A lot of times, put them in to milk them, you know.
Did they have a special place fenced off for them when they wanted them to come up near the barn?
Yeah, we'd have a crail. We'd drive them in that crail around the barn.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then they'd shut the gate, and they couldn't get out.
Uh huh. How about your horses? Did you have a place by the barn for them?
Yeah. You would. You don't have to have a fence. You'd only put on, and then you put your feet in and let them in the barn, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that place where they...
We call it a corral.
Oh, that was a corral, too.
Yeah, a corral. Yeah, corral for cattle, horses, both.